Hi, this is Paul Jendraziak, and we're here with a few of the shop owners over at MoDiv, which is at 40 Monroe Center. And we have Abby Fowler of 625 Paper Studio, Bing Goey of Eastern Floral Bouquet, and Brian Cousins from the Wolverine Company Store. How you guys doing today?
Great. How are you, Paul?
Hey,
good, Paul.
Doing well. And congratulations on being part of MoDiv. Had an opportunity to go through there for the grand opening and a few other occasions, and love the feel of it.
It was a great time, you know, and we were represented well by the city leaders as well. Mayor Hartnett was there, and also the CEO of Hayworth was there, as well as all the owners of the tenant and the tenants of MoDiv. It was a great, wonderful evening for us.
Now, MoDiv is a retail incubator, so most people may not be familiar with what exactly a retail incubator is. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is and what it does?
I think it's a great opportunity for a couple different reasons. One, for the landlord, and two, for businesses to be able to pick a space that maybe they normally wouldn't be able to help. Landlord's perspective, they're kind of helping foster some relationships and some businesses in the city of Grand Rapids that might not normally be able to rent 1,000 or 2,000 square feet, store space down there. They have a little bit smaller commitment, but are able to make a longer-term commitment by doing so. And it's kind of a unique twist because as companies are able to be developed down there, they're also able to grow down there. So ideally, the goal is that maybe somebody grows out of that space into those larger spaces, allowing another startup to move in and develop their business there. But so far, it's been pretty successful. There's owners that are looking at maybe not moving, and they're very happy with where they're at.
Yeah, for a small business, that's the size of the spaces, they're smaller, but sometimes that's all you need is a small business to get you either off the ground or just foster exactly what you need.
So when a space becomes available, a small business owner wants to get involved, what does it normally run for a space there?
I think it's different along the windows and stuff, but for my space specifically, it's just about 400 square feet, and it's just around $800 a month, and
okay.
That includes all your utilities. It doesn't fluctuate per month, so you know exactly what your budget is every month. And there's spaces that are even smaller than mine, half the size of mine. So there's a big range of different prices.
Well, it sounds very reasonable, and it's obviously very beneficial because you have all that traffic coming through there that's shared.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to hear a little bit about each of your respective businesses. Abby, what does 625 Paper offer?
Well, for the past 4 years, I've been concentrating on wedding invitation design from my own home studio, and I've kind of extended that out into the store as like a retail space for paper goods, greeting cards, and small gifts that are mostly made in Michigan, otherwise made in the U.S. and mostly by small companies.
Okay.
But beyond that, I do quite a bit of custom work, and that's
sure.
Kind of my focus.
Okay, and Brian, a lot of people, you know, they know Wolverine and Hush Puppies, very well known here in Grand Rapids area. So folks who come into the Wolverine Company store, what can they find?
Well, I think our location was really a neat concept for several different reasons. One, it's a place where we can make more of an impact to a community that we already have, obviously in the Grand Rapids. But it's an area where we can showcase our product lines. So whether it's the Wolverine brand, Hush Puppies, as you mentioned, Merrill, Choco, Sebago, some neat collaborations with Filson Sebago that they have going on, to Harley-Davidson footwear, Caterpillar footwear, Bates footwear. So there's a lot of great brand representation that we have in the store,
mm-hmm.
A lot of unique products that aren't anywhere else in the United States. Some things that you're not going to find anywhere else, limited runs that we have, some of our international collection that we have here. But it's also really a neat twist to what we've already started, another type of shared workspace at 70 Ionia, Grid 70,
mm-hmm.
where Meyer, Steelcase, Wolverine, we have a large team of our designers down there. as well as I think I mentioned Steelcase, Amway, and Meijer that are there as well. But because that's so close, the interaction that we have together is amazing. I've been able to walk over and talk about items and see designs changed in a matter of 4 minutes with an email sent that you're not going to find anywhere else. Or have our designers interact with our customers where we can find out what they like, what they don't like maybe, and maybe things that they'd like to see on a product that that interaction really is nowhere else in the marketplace.
Right.